It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Yesterday morning, Madison city officials cleared the encampment that protesters formed on Williamson Street on Madison's east side near the intersection where 30-year-old Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by a police officer on July 22nd. The encampment had formed around a vigil site for Ruiz. Activists say it was a way to honor Ruiz and gather as a community to protest police violence. But some local businesses and residents raised concerns about noise levels, passability, and safety in the area. Protesters returned to the neighborhood overnight. In just a bit, we'll hear from a county supervisor who represents the district about what he's been seeing and hearing from constituents. First, Sarah Lear is with us, state government reporter for WPR, following last night's Madison Common Council meeting. It's the first time the council met since that shooting. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It seems like not a lot came out of that meeting in terms of decisions, more public comment. What did you see coming out of last night's meeting?
It was a very long meeting. It stretched for nearly 8 hours. More than 100 people registered for public comment. It was actually a virtual-only meeting, and that was because the city officials say that elected officials had received threats following the shooting. So it was overall a very tense meeting.
Yeah, tense. Can you give us more of a sense of the overall mood, which can be harder to judge in a virtual meeting than an in-person meeting, of course?
There was a lot of anger at the city, anger at the shooting itself, anger at the encampment being cleared, as well as, there's anger from people who believe the encampment went on too long. At one point during the meeting, Alder Barbara Harrington McKinney said maybe the meeting should be adjourned. She asked if they could legally do it because she said there were reports of what she described as craziness in the streets. And that came as there were fires being set at the site of the former encampment on Willie Street overnight. They didn't end up adjourning the meeting. They ended up continuing to take public comment. And Alder Carmela Glenn was kind of giving updates from the area of Willie Street. She was at the Social Justice Center in Madison, which is on Willie Street, just a few blocks from where the center of the encampment was at some point. And there is a big group of people with the local activist group Freedom Inc. who are calling into the meeting from the Social Justice Center.
I want to give a listen to one of the comments from the meeting last night. A constituent named Devin Snyder raising concerns about the police clearing of the protest encampment yesterday morning.
What I saw today, the disregard of property, the disregard of Black lives, community members mourning over excessive force, and then you, Mayor, come in and use excessive force on us community members?
Now, that mayor, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, had released a video yesterday about the city's decision to disband the encampment at that intersection. Here's some of what she had to say.
The decision to invoke this option was not made lightly and was only made after almost 2 weeks of trying to resolve the situation peacefully and voluntarily with the people occupying the site.
Sarah, you were at the site of the former encampment yesterday morning. What kind of things did you see there?
So I saw forklifts and bulldozers and street sweepers going through the intersection, clearing it as people stood by and chanted. There were items from the memorial being packed up into boxes by street division workers who were taking it to Demetral Park, which is a nearby park. The city has says that artwork from the memorial is going to be preserved and that people have a chance to reclaim their personal items. One of the people actually at the site on Tuesday morning was Devin Snyder, who we heard from earlier. He's a member of the Police Civilian Oversight Board. And I did speak with him. He was among the people observing kind of the aftermath of the clearing.
What have you heard from protesters and people sympathetic to them about the significance of the memorial site and why they didn't want to see it taken down?
Throughout this situation, there have been demands from people at the encampment that there should be some type of permanent ongoing memorial to Corey Ruiz, and the mayor and other city officials say that they're committed to doing that. We don't know exactly what that will look like. I did speak yesterday with Madison Alder Davey Mayer, who represents the Near East Side where the shooting happened. He was at the park kind of supervising the situation as people were sorting through items from the memorial. And he says, the plan right now is to have a memorial, not just to Corey Ruiz, but to all people who have been killed by police. Madison's Willie Street neighborhood has actually been the site of two other police shootings since 2012.
And what has happened at the intersection since the clearing? Has it reopened? What happened overnight?
Well, officially, the city reopened the intersection about 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. But since then, cars have been driving through, but it's also been blocked at times by protesters who are swarming the intersection. Overnight, there were additional arrests. According to a Madison Fire spokesperson, protesters in hazmat suits and other gears went to the center of the intersection and refused to leave. According to this city spokesperson, there were a total of five fire sets, and she said people were dumping trash cans and dumpsters into the middle of the street. She did say that police eventually cleared the intersection. It's since been reopened. She said that police did use pepper spray on one protester while clearing the intersection at one point on Tuesday, but she said overnight there was not the use of tear gas, and she said that pepper spray was not used on a widespread basis.
Sarah, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Absolutely.
That's Sarah Lear, WPR reporter, giving us updates from last night's Madison Common Council meeting and the disbanding of a barricaded protest site on Williamson Street in Madison yesterday morning. Now for more on what's going on in the neighborhood where this is all happening, we're joined by Yogesh Chawla. He represents District 6 on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. That includes Madison's Near East Side, where the shooting happened and the protest site was built. Supervisor Chawla, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This, as we said, part of your district. What were you hearing from your constituents in the lead up to the city's removal of the barricades yesterday?
You know, prior to this, the mayor did ask for the occupation to end, as did I and Alder Mayor. And what we were seeing was increasingly a public safety and a public health problem. There was a lot of tension between neighbors and people at the encampment. There was a growing population of unhoused people who needed services. We did see, you know, just tension building, and there was a really fragile peace that was there, and it was hard to maintain that 24/7. So yesterday I woke up to the sounds from my house, and I went just like everyone else and checked my feeds, and I saw that the clearing was happening.
What are you looking for next for the people who are at that encampment? And as you say, many without housing, looking for a place to live. What are you watching for the aftermath for them?
You know, the city really worked hard on providing temporary housing for those affected, and not only temporary housing, but supportive services around that. It's not enough just to house somebody. You want to put them in a position to be successful. In addition to that, I was on site with Alder Mayor at Demetral Field, and we were helping folks get their belongings. The city parks is still there until noon today, facilitating that process. They're also covering all the items with tarps as well, and they also provided special gloves to handle in case there were sharps there, because there were some of that mixed in. And then we also made sure the George Floyd Memorial that was there was barricaded away, and then that was put into the hands of trusted custodians who, with consultation with the activists and organizers there.
Now, you mentioned safety concerns here. I think the protesters themselves, people sympathetic to them, are concerned that this police shooting will be forgotten, swept under the rug over time. What do you say to their concerns?
You know, right now we have like a really immediate tense situation in the neighborhood. You know, there was the reoccupation last night. There was some fires set. And the thing I want to say is accountability and justice is our number one priority. And there is work to be done on that on the city level, the county level, also to change a lot of the state laws that are out there and a lot of the culture around what has happened with police accountability and police community relations and community control over police. So that's not a problem the city of Madison alone can solve, and they can certainly not solve that problem overnight.
That said, what are first steps you'd like to see along those lines?
You know, I think last night at the city council meeting, you saw support for the Civilian Oversight Board, the Office of the Independent Monitor. I think that's immediate things that the city can do right now. when we look at, you know, accountability, that really starts with our district attorney as well, who has had a lot of officer-involved shootings under his, while he has been in office, and he has not charged any of those. So I think making sure we have that independent investigation from DCI that gets referred over to the district attorney's office, and the district attorney really takes those charges, takes that situation seriously and acts accordingly.
Now, in the aftermath, businesses in the neighborhood concerned shut down or business very much restricted during the encampment, graffiti, some damage remaining. What are you watching for when it comes to now cleaning up and getting things back to normal standard operating procedure for businesses in that neighborhood?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the businesses we talked to, we've met with them for hours and hours over the last couple of weeks. They're down to 15% of their sales. You know, a lot of the people who live in the neighborhood work at those businesses. They're losing wages. They're concerned whether or not they can make their rent, whether or not they can pay their mortgage. And, you know, we have a hotel in the area as well where summer is their busiest season. And, you know, we're really concerned about whether or not they can survive. We've set up a GoFundMe. We're asking people to, you know, they're asking people to buy gift certificates as well. But it's really hard, you know, to really turn that around and provide that, you know, support for them like what used to be there. So we're going to do everything we can to really help our neighbors.
Supervisor Chavla, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Yogesh Chavla, who represents District 6 on the Dane County Board of Supervisors. That includes Madison's Near East Side. We also heard from Sarah Lear, reporter for WPR, and getting the latest updates after city officials cleared the memorial site for Corey Ruiz yesterday morning, about 2 weeks after he was shot by a Madison police officer.